This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Jammu and Kashmir, over 57% voter turnout was recorded in the second phase of assembly elections yesterday. The election commissioner said the voting in 26 assembly constituencies in 6 districts was completed peacefully. As per the election commission data, Sri Mata Vaishno Devi seat recorded the highest voter turnout of nearly 81%, followed by Surankot and Poonch Haveli at nearly 75%. District-wise, Riyasi registered the highest voter turnout at nearly 75%, followed by Poonch as close second, which recorded nearly 74% voter turnout. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar lauded the voters and said that the second phase turnout is a resounding statement of their belief in democracy. He said the elections in Jammu and Kashmir are history in the making.
It's a real history. It's for the world to see that how the elections can take place in peaceful, fair, absolutely inducement-free manner.
Meanwhile, campaigning has picked up momentum for the third and final phase on 40 assembly constituencies to be held on Tuesday. 24 assembly segments of Jammu and 16 of Kashmir will go to polls on the 1st of October. Our correspondent reports that the final phase is said to be very crucial for all political parties. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address 4 rallies in Kathua and Udhampur district of Jammu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be campaigning in Jammu on Saturday. Campaigning in Haryana has also reached the peak for single-phase polling for assembly elections. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will start his campaign from Karnal district. Mr. Gandhi will address a public meeting in Asand. He will also address a public meeting in Barwala of Hisar district. Voting for Haryana Assembly is scheduled for the 5th of October and counting of votes will take place on the 8th of October. In a possible escalation of the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah, Israel's army chief has instructed troops to prepare for a potential incursion into Lebanon. This comes as Israeli fighter jets intensify the bombardment of Hezbollah targets across the border, marking the most severe air assault since 2006. The Indian Embassy in Beirut has advised against travelling to Lebanon till further notice and urged Indian nationals to leave due to escalating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. The embassy has said that those who remain for any reason are advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict their movements and remain in embassy's contact. Recent Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon killed 558 people, including 50 children, and injured 1,835, while Hezbollah retaliated with rocket attacks on Israel. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar participated in the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting held in New York yesterday on the margins of the UN General Assembly. The meeting was chaired by Brazil's President Lula da Silva. Speaking as a Troika member, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted India's views on the 3 key areas of global governance reform. These are reform of the UN and its subsidiary bodies, reform of the international financial architecture, and reform of the multilateral trading system. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman called on Uzbekistan President Shavkat Mirziyoyev in Samarkand yesterday. The finance minister is in Uzbekistan to attend the annual meeting of Board of Governors of AIIB. Ms. Sitharaman informed the Uzbekistan president about the very productive meetings with Deputy Prime Minister and with Trade, Investment and Industry Minister for fostering collaboration in new areas. She suggested to President Mirziyoyev that bilateral discussion on cooperation in FinTech and a cross-border real-time payment system will be of great convenience to students, tourists and businesses on both sides. Heavy rain battered Mumbai and its neighbouring areas yesterday. Several low-lying areas of the city have been inundated. At least 14 incoming flights were diverted due to heavy rains and thunderstorms. Several trains also had to be halted due to the rain. The incessant downpour caused a landslide on the Mumbra bypass in Thane that resulted in a traffic jam in the area. The IMD has issued a red alert over parts of Maharashtra, Goa, Konkan, Gujarat, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also predicted over Saurashtra, Kutch and Arunachal Pradesh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.